A St. Catherine's family is tormented by unanswered questions in the disappearance of Nicholas Adamson, who vanished after a night out at the Moose and Goose in Thorold during the early morning hours of St. Patrick's Day. The last trace, a late-night phone call to his mother, where he asked to be picked up but was nowhere to be found once his ride arrived. "I just miss him," said Jordan Adamson. "I just want to talk to my brother again." It was on the evening of March 16 that St. Catherine's resident Nicholas Adamson, 29, went out to the popular Thorold nightclub for drinks with a group of friends. During the course of the night, around 1 a.m., Adamson walked outside with a borrowed cell phone to call his mother to ask if she could e-transfer some money for a few more drinks. On his way back inside, his brother Jordan Adamson said, he was turned back at the door due to his level of intoxication. "From there, we don't know where he went," Jordan told Thorold Today. More than an hour later, Nicholas made another call to his mother from the borrowed phone that he was carrying, saying he believed that he was at the St. Catherine's Boxing Club and that he wanted her to come pick him up. So she went out to look for him but could not find him, and the phone he was borrowing had no caller ID, so she could not call him back on that number, Jordan said. Despite driving around the area of the boxing club, located roughly 8 kilometers from the Moose and Goose on Niagara Street, she could not find her son. The family believes he might not have been where he thought he was, as the phone he was borrowing was last pinged off a Thorold cell tower. "Maybe he did not realize where he was, and thought he was a lot closer to the house than he was," Jordan Adamson said. "He sounded drunk, but we have no reason to believe there was anything else affecting him." The family hasn't received any indication that something was off during the night from the people he was around either, Jordan continued. When Nicholas had not returned home during the Friday, 2 days after his visit at the Moose and Goose, the family grew increasingly uneasy, and filed a missing person report with Niagara Police, who were quick to respond. NRPS have issued 2 pleas for information around the disappearance. "It is just very unusual. He likes being home and sleep in his own bed," said Jordan Adamson. "He almost always ends the night at home. If he goes out, almost always gets home, or call someone to pick him up." Jordan Adamson described his brother as a movie fan with a deep love for Batman, and that nothing in his background would explain why he all of a sudden went missing. Now, family and friends are reeling to coordinate search efforts around the Thorold area via the Facebook group "Please Help Us Find Nick." So far, the best trace that has come to light are surveillance images released days after his disappearance, showing Adamson supposedly on his way away from the club. If anyone has surveillance footage from early morning on the 17th, or dashcam footage, please look through it, said Jordan Adamson. Especially in the South St. Catharines, Meriton area. Adamson is described as white, 5 feet 10 inches with a slim build. Anyone who may have information as to his whereabouts are being asked to contact the NRPS Communications Unit at 905-688-4111.